Yesterday, we were doing the inyan of Gonev Menaganev and Choleki Menaganev, which I'd like to continue today. And we said, the Mishnah tells us that a Gonev Menaganev does not have to pay Kefal. Because if you steal from the Balabayas, you have to pay Kefal if you get caught. If you steal and then Adam catch you with the item, then you have to pay kefal. But if someone steals and then someone is going if ben aganef, so then the halacha is that you don't have to pay kefal. A going if ben aganef doesn't have to pay kefal. So the question is he possible Eidus or not? So the Ramah quotes the Rivash about Cholik ben Aganev, but we assume that Cholik ben Aganev is the same as Cholik ben Aganev, except for Judah, that the Ramah says from the Rivash that he's not possible Eidus. The Tumim says, why not? He stole. I mean, he has property that doesn't belong to him. So the So says, the answer must be that he didn't violate Lo Sigzol. He didn't violate Lo Sigzol, and therefore, true, he has someone else's item, but if you don't violate the law, you're not a Rasha. You have to be a Rasha to Chumas. Not enough that you're Chumas. You have to be a Rasha to Chumas. And the Tumim would say, no, that maybe he, just because he doesn't have to pay Kefil doesn't mean that he didn't violate Lo Sigzol. I told you yesterday that the Vilna Gaon has another pshat as to why Cholek Min Haganav is Kosher Leidus. So the Ksos gave a pshat that he's not in violate Lo Sigzol, so he's not a, it might be Chomus, but he's not a Rosh of the Chomus because he didn't violate a law. The Gaon says another thing based on the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Hei Amud Beis on page 16 in the packet. The Gemara says, "Amar of Chista Kofer b'Milva Kosher LeEdus." Say somebody lends you money, and you deny it. Yesterday he lent you $50, and then he wants it back, and you deny it. So what would you think the halacha is? If you're a person denies a loan, he was lent $100, and so what would you say? Paswa, pasal edus, why? He's what? Okay, but speaking more halachic lingo, he's a Rosh of the Chumas. What? He's a Rosh of the Chumas. Right. What? So he's a Rosh of the Chumas. Yet, Rav Chista says, "A kofer b'milva kosher le'edus." Unbelievable. We have to understand that, right? Then the Gemara says, "But." The pikadon posulatus. But if you give him something to watch, in other words, I'm going away on vacation, so I say, here, I'm going to park my car in your garage, and you watch it for me. And then I come back, and you deny the whole thing. So there you posulatus. But if I lend you $1,000, and then you deny it, you're kosher. The car doesn't make any sense. Either, right? Either you should be Right? Why should in one case he be kosher, in one case he should be pasul? Should either be kosher in both cases, or pasul in both cases?
Or
a fiscus? Yeah, but you're denying that you have the ability to pay it back. Why are you denying the debt? Yeah. Yeah, but the bottom line is you still have an obligation to pay back. You're not stealing from his reshus, you're saying. So it's sort of like a gonib menaganav type of thing, meaning you're not stealing from reshus. Not bad. Not bad. Yair, what's your last name?
Shachar.
Shachar?
He doesn't mean to steal.
Oh, so let's see. So let's learn the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this. Amar of Kista, Kofi, Bimilba, Kosher, Leibis. We call them Bosal Leibis. Ad tani rami bracham arba shomrim strichim kfirah b'mitzvah v'odah b'mitzvah shomachinam v'shol nosach v'sochem. So in order for a shomer to get out of paying, he has to take a shvua. That say if he says it's stolen, he has to take a shvua. He says that it's not true. So we make him take a shvua. So the question is, how are we going to trust this shvua? Since we're not sure if he's telling the truth, how are we going to trust this shvua? We should say, Migo, the chashid amamona, chashid shvua. Since we don't trust him about the money, so how can we trust? Maybe he's going to lie in the shvua. So the Gemara says, Hasanami shtamit kam shtamit savar, mishkachim al-gadav et afisnale. In other words, snapshot that there was maybe when the guy's a shomer and he denies it ever happened, maybe it's not shot that he is trying to get out of pay. It's that he doesn't have it right now. And what? And he's just stalling. What is he stalling? What is he stalling? What? What really happened? What? Sovar meshkachna lagana v'tafistale. In other words, what happened was it got stolen from him. It got stolen from him. Now, so a shomer chinam is potter on geneva, but other shomer machayev on geneva. So he's saying, so if I'm a shomer socher, I'm chayev on geneva, so I'm going to have to pay. I don't have the money to pay now. So it's not like I don't want to pay, but I'm denying it, so I'm stalling, because in the meantime I'm hoping that we'll find the ganav and I'll be able to get it back. So this way, I don't want to say that it was stolen now, because if it was stolen, you'll make me pay now, and I don't have money to pay. So he's just stalling, a stall tactic. So I'm saying it didn't happen. I never got the thing. What really happened is he got it and got stolen. But if he hadn't got stolen, he has to pay, and he doesn't have to pay. So instead of saying that, because he can't, the truth, because, in other words, he's lying, but he's lying not to steal money, he's lying just to stall. And if you're lying just to stall, that's not considered that you're choshen a moment. You're only choshen a moment if you're lying that you don't want to pay back. But here he's lying and saying it never happened just because he doesn't have the money to pay for it now. But he's hoping that if he stalls, in the meantime the ganav will be caught and then he'll be able to pay it back. So that's why we give him a shvua, because we want him to admit the truth now. But it's not pshat that we he's choshed amomu. He's in other words. So that's what it says. Yidam shkachlo ba'aga masir, or he'll find it in the valley. So then the Gemara says, "Yihachi a kofer bebikadon amai posel la'edus." So how come kofer bebikadon is posel la'edus? Name is tabuti kamishtamid. Maybe sovra the bachas, maybe he got lost. So the Gemara says, and he's just stalling. So the Gemara says, "You're right. Yeah, mean it's kofer bebikadon posel la'edus." The case of Kofar Bukhana's Pasal Aedus is he says, I never got the car to watch. And there are Aedim that see that he has it parked in his garage. So you can't say he's stalling, that it got lost, because it's right there. So obviously, the fact that he's saying he's denying it is to steal it. So then he's Pasal Aedus. But in Ochanami, if we don't know where the car is now, and he's saying that he never got it, even though it's a lie, he's not Pasul Eidus, because maybe he's just stalling because the car got lost. And he's just stalling until he finds the car. Or the case is Imamish has the pen in his pocket. He said he never got the pen. And you see the pen sticking out of his pocket. Elahadam, Aravuna Mashbim, also Shur Shayna Bershuso. We make a shomer mi nishba shvur sheinu b'shusa neivim b'gidu chashir amon chashir b'shvuasa. So the Gemara says, Hasav nami modev amar adamika yehiv nolai. Whereas, what's the case over there? The case is, what if a person says he's a shomer socher, so yeah, it got stolen. So he has to pay, right? But we also make, but we're afraid that maybe he's willing to pay. Maybe he's really stealing it, but he's willing to pay because he wants it. He wants the object. In other words, we tell you that if you're a shomer and you say something, whatever you say happened, you have to take a shvua to prove that it happened, right? But we also make take yeshua that you're not hoarding it. Why? Because we're afraid that maybe the shomer says it's very nice, so I want it. Oh, I'm not going to steal it, so I'll pay for it. But it's not for sale. Like you gave me your car to watch, so I want that car. So I'll say that it's stolen. I really have it. And then you'll say, so pay for it. Because I'm a shomer, I am chayv and gedeva, so I'll pay for it. But that's not right. We still take a shvua that you're not hoarding it. Because even though you're willing to pay, maybe you're hoarding it. And we don't want you to hoard it because it's not for sale. Because you're not allowed to take something from somebody just because you're going to pay for it. If it's not, I want this tie. I don't want you to pay for it. I want it. So the Gemara says that. So the question is, but how do we make him, if we're really be choshev that he's hoarding it, so how do we trust his shvuah? Right? It's choshev amamon. How do we trust his shvuah? So the Gemara says, no, we're not really choshev him that he's choshev amamon, because his rationale is, I'm paying money, so I'm not a thief. I'm paying money, so I'm not a thief. So therefore, he's really not choshed a moment, because he feels he's paying money. So I'm only Achabi Dipta Ravina Vaka over a lav de lo sachmot. But isn't he violating the lav of lo sachmot? So isn't he choshed on that? Aren't we choshed that he's hoarding it and he's violating the lav of lo sachmot? He's taking someone's property, even though he's paying for it. But he's so the verse says, "Lo sachma le'inshi below dami mashbalu." The people's psyche is that lo sachma is only when you take something without paying. But he feels that he's an honest guy because he's paying for it. So therefore, since in his mind he's an honest guy, so therefore he's not going to lie in the shvua because he thinks he's honest. And whenever you think you're honest, you're not cautious. That's what the Gemara says. So therefore. So people feel if they pay for it, even though that you're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to take someone's the pikadon that you were given and pay for it and keep it for yourself. You're not allowed to do that. So, but if you're, but this is what people think. So therefore, he's not kosher under. So therefore, he's not a liar, because in other words, he would never lie. He just has a rationale over here that I'm paying it, so I should be able to keep it. But he would never steal. So therefore, he could take the shmur. Oh, 1 second. So let's look now in the Bir Hagro. It's unbelievable. The Gaon says so much in 4 words. This is the Gaon has a chiddush pshat. Yesterday we spent the whole day trying to understand the Ramah and the Rivosh. Why a cholak ben aganav's kosheleves? And the Ksos gave a pshat, right? So the Bir Hagro. Let's take a look in the Bir Hagro. Here's the Bir Hagro. What page? Here, it's on page 15. The Bir Hagro writes so the Kitzer. So that's why there's so many Svarim written to explain the Bir Hagro. Because the Bir Hagro, you know, writes 3 words, and sometimes he writes tons, and also hard, you know, either way. But if you learn a Bir Hagro, that's something. You deserve a gold medal or something. So Acholik, much chosiv of mitzi above, it should say hey of his base, will sakhmad le inshi bekulek. Please explain to me what the Gro says. Loud. Oh. But as he's saying, the reason why Cholik, that was when you go to the street and you buy something, when you buy something from the street that's stolen, so you, and this could be, this Bir Hagro may be a raya for Judah Gomberg. Judah Gomberg might be the Vilna Gaon of this generation in disguise. Okay? You tell me. He has a totally different pshat in why Cholik in Maganev is Kosher Le'edus. He says, because Cholik in Maganev, you only Kosher Le'edus if you don't have a rationale. If you think something is mutter when it's really not, then you're still kosher leidus. But if you know that it's also and you still do it, then you're pasul. And even if your impression is wrong halachically, as long as that's what you think, then you're kosher leidus. 1 second. So therefore what? Cholek in Maganov doesn't think he's doing anything wrong necessarily, because he's paying the money. So he feels that was the first guy's problem. He was the thief. I'm not doing anything wrong. At least, not to say that he's right. He's not right. He is doing something wrong. But that's the rationale. So says the Vilna Gaon, that's pshat why Cholik im Haganov is kosher leidus. But if this be the case, then one could clearly differentiate between Cholik and Haganov and Gonov and Haganov, as per Judah Gomberg, because Cholik Gonev Ben Aganav Lachora doesn't have any rationale necessarily, right? Because he was Gonev Ben Aganav, he didn't pay anything for it, unless. So I think you could argue with me that first of all he's giving a totally different shot than we gave yesterday of why Cholik Ben Aganav. You know, was Cholik Ben Aganav in a Hanami? Maybe he violated Lo Sigzo, right? But he doesn't think he violated it. Just like what the Gemara says, when you pay money, even though you violated Lo Sachmod, but you don't think you violated Lo Sachmod, so you're not considered Choshud Amomon, so too over here, if you if you pay, if he gave it to you, you paid for it, you don't view yourself as a Rasha, you don't view yourself as doing something wrong, so merely not postulators. But what I'm saying off the cuff is maybe this, I just thought of it right now, that maybe the Vilna Gaon would agree with Moreno Gamber, that if you're mamish going in Menagana, then Taki would be postulators, because maybe there he doesn't have a rationale, unless you say over there he does. Let me hear what you fellows say. Have you done? Loud and clear.
I disagree with
you. Disagree with who? The Vilna Gaon or the Judah Gamber?
I disagree with the Vilna Gaon.
You disagree with the Vilna Gaon. Okay, ooh. It's a bold statement. The Vilna Gaon's yard site is coming up, you know. When's the Vilna Gaon's yard site? What?
Fourth day of Sukkot.
The Vilna Gaon's yard site is coming up. It's the fourth day of Sukkot, the fourth day of Chol Hamoed. Fourth day of Chol Hamoed. Yeah. The sixth day. What? Yeah. Wait, so, yeah, have you done?
Because you can rationalize and think what you're doing is good, shouldn't be a reason to not be even puzzled. You're still doing something wrong. Because you don't think you're...
Well, that, you see, that idea is not the Vilna Gaon's Chiddush. That idea is found elsewhere. That if you have a rationale... Again, people could have a rationale for anything. Right, just about anything you can have a rationale. Right, you can say I could go and steal, and I'm sure people who steal have rationales that they're stealing because you know I need it. I'm needy. I'm poor. I know it's but within reason of what you know, not a.
No, because your intentions are good.
Right, we're not saying that what you did is right. We're not going to give you shlishi or shishi.
Right. No,
though. Neither shlishi nor shishi for this. But still, to be postulated, this has an added requirement that you should do something and realize that you're doing it. It's not, you see, it's not just a rationale. It's what people normally think. Those people normally think stealing is not right. So I can't say I'm going to steal and have a rationale that, oh, I need it for, for my sick aunt or something. I need this, you know, something like that. No one is going to say like that. But something that people do feel that way. They don't know because they never went to yeshiva to learn Choshen Mishpat to understand what the real halacha is. But since it's a general notion, even though it's wrong, that doesn't postulate this. But that, I think, Avidan, is not the Vilna Gaon's Chiddush. You might not like that idea, but that's not the Vilna Gaon's Chiddush. The Vilna Gaon's Chiddush is to apply it to this case. Now again, we're not saying that. Look, because Pasala Eidus is not a question of right and wrong. Not putting on tefillin is not a right thing. Not sitting in sukkah is not a right thing. Yet you're not Pasala Eidus for those things. So it's a certain level of culpability that you need. It's not, in other words, for not everything that is not improper, are you Pasala, yeah, are you sure?
Could you say that the cases are not going to each other? That the girls riot to bring it to here is not the same, because when I'm Karlik Minaganov, I'm perpetuating something wrong. In the other case, it could have been stolen, it could have been something else, maybe.
But in the other case, you're saying that worst case scenario is that he's saying it wasn't stolen. In other words, really, he said it was stolen, the Pikazon, and really, he has it, but he's willing to pay for it.
But that's on base of violence. It's not. I mean, the cases aren't exactly...
Right, but in other words, the yisod of that is not called a koshen, a mama. In other words, why is he postulated? Because he's called a koshen, a mama. It's a rosh of the chamas. So just like the Gemara said, He's not a chashid l'mamun, so therefore we're going to make him take a shvuah that he doesn't have the car, that he doesn't have an erez rishus, because he might be rationalizing, yeah, I have an erez rishus, but I paid for it, so I'm okay. But the answer is you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to take someone's car who gave you a pikadon and wants it back and just give the money and keep it if he's not planning, doesn't want to sell it to you. Harav Shabtai. How could what be enforced? It's not your personal intentions. It's what people normally think. In other words, people might normally think that that cholikim aganav is not really so bad. Whereas, like, and this is what Judah Gomberg was saying yesterday. I mean, right? And we were putting him down. Not chas v'shalom, but we were pushing it. You know, whatever. But today we see that the him and the Vilna Gaon come up together. That's not bad. You ever go to see the Vilna Gaon's house? Anybody been here in Vilna? They still have the house up of the Vilna Gaon. I haven't been there, but in these trips, though, they take you there. So only the ganav is because the ganav. Everyone knows that the ganav. Everyone knows that a ganav is no good. Yeah, because look, the Rivash was only dealing with the case of cholik v'ganav. See, he wasn't discussing cholik v'ganav. So thought that l'gabi this halacha cholik v'ganav is all the same. It's all the same. And Judah Gomberg was saying that way. And I think the Gaon would agree with Judah Gomberg, unless you want to say not. Does anyone argue on that point and say maybe the Gaon would say that Gaon and Aganav also people think that I don't think so. That would be a hard because Lemaisa you stole. Unless people think that it's not his anyway, so why can't I take it? I don't know if that's the shvach. That's not what people normally think. Ari Feldman said Judah Gomberg is the Gra. So I would have to agree with that. Yeah. Your name again is?
Matthew Friedman.
Matthew Friedman, okay.
Just to clarify, does it work in any case of shvach? So it's only the situation we're saying that he's going to stay to the pagan. Like
if he thinks
that Avodah Nadal is not so terrible,
then he's not, he's also not possible either. If what? If he thinks that it's okay to eat the bailiffs. Or is it in this situation that it's, I'm saying, is it by any case of struggles, or is this situation that's a common
thought?
Right, I mean, if he really, well, it could be broader. Could be broader. Right. It could be broader. Maybe one day we'll discuss it more. This has to do also with, you know, Tinef Shenishpa. There's a Tinef Shenishpa, you know, so it's not so simple when you want to say, you know, sometimes people want to say the Kedushin was Nevechal and Matir and Aguna based on the fact that the Eidim were not Kshayrim, but sometimes even if they're not Shomer Mitzvahs, maybe they were Tinef Shenishpa and they didn't know, or they rationalize, you know, so it's not so simple to, you know, yeah. In which case? Which case? Yeah, so getting back to the case above Metzia, with, you see, the reason why the Gemara says that a kofer b'pikadon is pasul eidus is dafka in the case where he's saying that you never gave me the pikadon, and we know right now that you have it in your backyard. The eidim testify. The case of the milva, why is milva kofar b'milvas kosher leivas, the Gemara says. The reason is because by milva, what probably happened, he spent the money. And therefore, so he's planning to pay back, but right now he doesn't have the money, so he doesn't want the people to be on his back. So he says it never happened. This way no one will be on his back. No one will be on his back. But it's not that he's trying to cheat. He's just trying to stall to get the money. So why doesn't he tell the truth? If he tells the truth, then people will get on his back. If he doesn't, then he'll work at his own pace. So that's why that kofar b'milva is kosher le'edus, and kofar b'pikadon is pasul le'edus. Right, but since, so that's part of the same idea, Avidan, that if you, in other words, are not really trying to steal, you're not trying to steal, your intent is not to steal. Normally, because when you deny the loan, your intent is not to steal, your intent is just to buy time. So if your intent is just to buy time, then you're okay.
Are we saying then that this person that did this with Kadon, we're saying it's still possible, right? So how can we prove calling him a god from that case with Kadon? He thought what he's doing is okay, but it's still possible. Calling him a god, we're saying he thought what he's doing is okay, but it's still kosher.
In the case of kofar b'milva, he's kosher leivas.
Right, but
kofar b'kadon is possible because he's an outright liar, and there's no rationale.
Oh, the rationale is for kofar b'milva.
Yeah, milva, you spend it. B'kadon, you're not allowed to spend. B'kadon is an object you have to keep, and you're saying that it never happened. And in the meantime, the Edom say you have it right in your backyard. What's your first name again? Daniel? Right. But if you're being being dishonest monetarily is not enough to possibly use le'edus. You have to be willing to steal. In other words, when you're kofar b'milva, you're being dishonest monetarily because you're saying that you never got the loan and really you did. So you're being dishonest monetarily. But your intent is not to steal. Your intent is just to stall. Because what happened was you spent the money. And you don't have it now. So now they come to you and ask you money. You don't want them to bug you. You say, I never owe you the money. This way they won't bug you. Now, your intent is not to keep the money. Your intent is just to find time. You'll be able to get the money. So that's the Quran says, and that's your intent, your personal agent, even though you were lying. Now we're not lying. It's not true. And you're still personal agents. Like a white one. So even though that it's not a right thing, it's still not right. You know, certain times the law permits, if they are shalom in certain cases, to be mashanah. But this is not saying it's the proper thing to do. It's just saying that you're not considered a stealer, a gun, and therefore you're still frustrated, even though you were dishonest. So the answer is that Psul Eidus doesn't mean that you did something wrong. You do something wrong, you still kosher Eidus. It has to have a certain level of doing something wrong to be Psul Eidus. Yeah.
Can we just get it back from the Ribbon at the Kadon? Because what we can do is we're just trying to buy time?
No, because the case of the Pikadon in Echanami, if it was stolen just trying to buy time, you'd be kosher. The only case in the Kofar Pikadon, this Pasul Eidos, is what? Is when he was Kofar Pikadon, he said, I never got the Pikadon, and there are Edim that testify that at that moment the Pikadon was still in his possession. So there you can't say he's trying to buy time because there's no, the Pikadon's there. Obviously by the fact that he's saying it didn't happen, he wants to steal it. Because there's no buying time here. Okay? So you see how much the Gross said in the one couple of words. He said a whole thing. This Gross. Oh. Now, this Ksos we're going to come back to, because this is a very famous Ksos, and there are other points in the Ksos that we didn't touch on yet. But let's just, a couple of things. The Sefer Yeshuas Yisrael, on page 23, that was written by Rav Trunk of Kutna, of Yisrael Yeshua Trunk. One of the greatest Gedolim, right? You know the Sefer, so he quotes the Ksos, of the Sefer Tartan Test, Acholik in Maganev, the Sefer Ksos, Acholik Kosov, Dagonim in Maganev, the Heath, the Kaim, the Reish, Parakah, Gozal, Basra, the Rosh, the Zagor, behind the Gro, yeah. So he says, Avav, Shereva, Maganev, Shady, Potter, Dil, O Gondo, Ram, Sefer, 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 God of Dom Shainu Bishus Baila Mikri Gazal Gomor Chaya Bashav. So he says it's not true. Let me see the key line. Says it's not true. Says, yeah. Sviel eidenu chay lachshu el amokum shenoto, el amokum amokum yishu lomu domo de chay ba'omsim. A kopani came in to us and chay ba'omsim, chay ba'omsim, she did chay ba'omsim. In other words, if you steal, you're going in Menagana, you chay ba'omsim. Because you're a regular ganef. It's only a tour from Kefil. But you still chayv in onsen. Sheet of the chayv onsen. So he argues with the ksos. He argues with the ksos. And take a look on page 26. The Orshameach also argues. There's four lines from the bottom. Right, the having gone to the basis of Ganav, Dainam Shalom Kato. Well, Mikol Mokom, while carrying his chayiv mitoras Ganav. Because he's still a Ganav. He still has to pay the carrying mitoras Ganav. So you can't say that he's not a Ganav. Special din that he doesn't pay the Kato. Special din he doesn't pay the Kato. So the Nesivus has an added chiddush here. Let me ask you the following question. A gon of Menaganef, the Ksos says what? You're not a Ganef. Right? And you're not Pasul Eidus. So you're not a Ganef. Okay? Now let me ask you the following question. You ready? What if you're a gon of Menaganef, and then, so you stole a piece of wood. And then you make and then the second Ganef, the Ganef Sheni, makes a Shinui. The Gan of Sheni makes a Shinui. What's the din? If you,
the original Gan is the one that tied the bid back, so it did.
Normally, Shinui is the first guy steals it, and then he makes Shinui, then he can keep it, he just has to pay the money. What if the Gan of Sheni makes the Shinui?
It goes back to the Baal.
It goes back to the Baal? You mean that Shinui is nothing? You're saying the Shinui is meaningful. He just has to pay. You're saying the Shinui is meaningless. Mm-hmm. Could be. So what are you saying then? Okay, what do you say? Oh, so let's see what he says. So the Nesivus Rabosai is also a perish on Choshen Mishpat, just like the Tzos is a perish on Choshen Mishpat. So Sivis writes, you know, first he quotes the Tumim, right, the Kasha, the Tumim, the Tumim Toma, then he quotes the Tzos's Teretz, which he seemingly agrees with. Then he says, the second arrow, V'hine, Aval Gav Nodel Dvarov, because even though we're going to agree with the Tzos, that when the second guy picks up the object, he doesn't become a gana for a gazlin. Mikol mokom imasheni osashinui vade dehavi gazlin. Kaven yadeshini hotzi mishus baila vahavi gzela chadosha. And look in the biurim on the top. I mean in the Chidushim rather. Davke shalon shtamish ba'gzeila. V'gam lo nasa shino ba'gzeila. Ha'im ochla oso shino in shtamish ba'mifso. Whereas he wants to say like this. And this is, we're going to spend a lot of time discussing this famous Nesivus. In other words, the Ksos held, the Gonav ben Aganav is not a Ganav. Right? He might have somebody's property, but he's not a Ganav. The Nesivus also says that way. He says, he agrees with the Ksos that a Gonav and a Ganav is not a Ganav, and therefore you're kosher le'edus and you're not a Ganav. But says the Ksos, why is the Gonav and a Ganav not a Ganav? Because he didn't take it from the Beis Havayah. But what if, listen carefully, what if the Ganav Sheni, and basically part of the idea that the Gonav ben Aganav is not a Ganav is the Ganav Sheni didn't do anything more than the Ganav Rishon did. But the Ganav Rishon took it away from him, so he took it to a different location. But basically, he didn't accomplish anything more than the Ganav Rishon did, right? But what if like this? The Ganav Rishon steals cake. From the Ganav steals the cake. Then the Ganav Sheni steals the cake from the Ganav Rishon. So what's the halacha? He's not a Ganav. But what if the Ganav Sheni eats the cake? What does he eat the cake? Well, then he becomes a Ganav. Because here, he did something more than the Ganav Rishon. The Ganav Sheni just takes it away, so he didn't do anything more than the Ganav Rishon did. But he eats it, now the cake is irretrievable. So he did something that the Ganav Rishon didn't do.
So maybe in that case, we'll call him what?
The
Ganis also. Because he added something that the Ganis Rishon didn't do. Or if he makes a shinui. So now if he makes a shinui, the Baal Abayis is never going to get it back. Because shinui is kohen. So if he just takes it, so then he didn't accomplish anything. He didn't add anything. But if he does something now to make it even worse off for the original Baal Abayis, maybe we should call him a Ganif also, and he should be Pasaleidus. So that, look what the Nesiva says. First, look in the Chidushim in the top. He says, "I'm biyurim sekut hey, davka shelo nishtamish bagzela v'gam lo osa shinoi bagzela." Whereas, if the Ganif Rishon just took it out, now the Ganif Sheni uses it, so he did something more than just taking it. He used it, or he did a shinoi, or he ate it, or he used, even if he uses it. Because you would think if he uses it, he still can get it back. Steal a bike. And now the second guy rides with the bike. So the Siva says, also, he's considered a Ganif. So that's called a Gzeila Chadasha. And this is the big yisod of the Nesivas, that even if something is stolen, but now you do something added, that's called a Gzeila Chadasha. And when we get to Samachay, we'll talk about this more. That's where it's famous from. But he wants to say that's not. He agrees with the Ksos. The God of a Ganav is a nothing. It's not a Ganav. And you kosher ladies. But if the Ganav Sheni does something to it, Shinoi, Hishtamshus, Achila, then he's called. That's a new Ganav. Because why is the second Ganav not nothing? Because what did he do that the first guy didn't do? But now he does a Chiddush. He did a Shinoi. He eats it. He's Hishtamshus. Then he himself is a Ganav. The Ksos would disagree with this. Yeah, because the Ksos would say the bottom line is you didn't take it from the Beis Habal. So what? That you, if anything, the guy who eats the cake will see the Ksos learns he's a Mazik, but he's not a Gazlan. The Siva says he's a Gazlan. The second guy, if he just takes it, then he agrees to the Tzos. But if he does a Shinoi, or he does a Chilo, or something like that, then he becomes a Gazlan too. That's the Chiddush of the Nesivah. So Tzos would say no. Because bottom line is, he didn't take it from the Beis HaBailam. To be a Gazlan, you have to take it from the Beis HaBailam. You didn't take it from the Beis HaBailam. So you're not a Gazlan. You're still a Gonev and a Ganav. See, the Nesivus agrees that a Gonev and a Ganav is nothing. He just says, but if that's only nothing if he just repeats the act of the first guy. But if he does a Chiddush, then not. So this is an important Nesivus. What does Rav Sam Goldstein Shalit say? If he does the Shinoi to it. You're saying using it. He's gonna, in other words, Sam Goldstein saying an unbelievable thing. Because usually a cholik menaganav usually is gonna, in the case that we gave, is gonna use it. So in other words, so Sam Goldstein would say that in the case where you buy glasses from the street or something like that, so then maybe according to the Nesivus, it should be Pasaleidus, right? It's only if you...
And the Gross whole thing wouldn't work with the Nesivus. You could rationalize anything, but once you use the Gross,
Right, so the Gra would disagree also.
Would also disagree.
The Gra might say a Gazlan, but he would say that you are apostle Avis.
What the Tos is saying, what the Receiver is saying, is that he's the apostle Avis.
The Kiddush, this Receiver, right? It would be more Pashtus to say that no, if you don't take it from the Beis HaBailim, you're not a Ganef. Even though you're doing something wrong, but you're still not you didn't violate low signal. And if you, so says, if you destroy it, then you're a mazik, but you're not a ganef. Mati. Why does it have? Because Kefil is still a Xeris HaKosuv, that Kefil is only from the Beis HaBayim.
If you're doing a Shina,
you're saying that. Why is it only possible? I think you want to do a Shina. So he violates Lo Sigzol, but maybe then Kefil is only if you take it from the Beis HaBayim. I hear what you're asking, but maybe that's what he'll say back. Three? Right. Okay. Okay, so this is a... Let's just take a look at the Rambam. You know, it's always good to look to see what the Rambam has to say about these things. So, what would you think? You know, after this whole discussion with the Rivosh, and the Ramah, and the Tumim, and the Ktsos, all these... Let's see what the Rambam says. Page 19. Also liknos min haganef hacheifet shaganef. So the Rambam writes, you're not allowed to buy a hot item. This is mamish what? Cholik imagana. So he says cholik imagana is not allowed. V'avon gadolhu. It's a bad sin. Shebachzig yidei ovrei avera v'gorim lo lignov genevos acheros. Because you're, in other words, you're supporting. If you buy it from him, then you're giving him chizik. That'll cause him to steal more. If he knows people will buy from him, he'll steal more. Shim lo yimtzo lokeach ein agonev. Because if he's not going to find someone to buy it, then he won't necessarily steal so much. Because he's not going to... I mean, he still might steal for himself, but he's not going to make a business out of it if no one's going to buy from him. Al zeh ne'emar cholek im ganav sonei nafsho. So what is so the Rambam says you're not allowed to do it. It's an over gadol. So what would you say in the Rambam? Would he hold kashal eidus, pasal eidus? What would he hold the gabbai this? What? He doesn't say. He doesn't say. But is there any inference? Why? Because what? Right, but what about the Rambam? Avidan Shlita, loud and clear.
I would say the Rambam is possible.
Yeah.
Because you're encouraging, you're telling what he's doing right. But adding to fuel to the fire.
Yeah, so does that, but that again, Avidan, there's no question that the Rambam is saying that this is not a good thing. And we won't give him Shlishi or Shishi. Not Shlishi or Shishi. But the question is does he become possible later? Smallfish? Yeah. Hachhauser? Yeah, in other words, Oven Gadol, first of all, is mashma, you know, it's a bad thing, but in other words, when the Rambam brings down Hilchos Ritzicha, he doesn't say it's an Oven Gadol. I mean, it's a Pasuk of Chumash. You know, you don't need the Rambam to be masking to the Ribbono Shel Olam Torah. Oven Gadol says, in other words, Oven Gadol, because what does the Rambam really say the reason it's Asa? Is because you're
perpetuating.
Why doesn't he just say it? It's because it's low sigzol. The answer is it's not low sigzol. So I would say that, and I think others point this out, that the Pasha Tran, the Rambam, is that he's assuming that it's not Gzela. It's not necessarily for the reason of the Grah, but in other words, it could be that he holds like the subs, that it's not a. That it's not allowed, and the only reason you shouldn't do it is not because. You don't need the Rambam to tell me, don't steal. Because it's low, the Torah says low sigzol, right? The Rambam has to tell you something that the Torah doesn't say. You say it's an Ovo Gadol because you're being machzik. What do you have to say that for? Why don't you just say it's an Ovo Gadol because it's one of the Tariq mitzvahs? So it's mashma that it's not an isser of the law per se. It's more of that you're causing someone to do the wrong thing. That's my. I think I'll just say this, but that's I think the simple reading of this Rambam. So then the Rambam would be on the side, perhaps, of the Rivosh and of the Tzos against the Tumen. Okay, everybody. So I think we. 1 second. We spent a nice. It was a nice sugya. Going in Menaganif. The next packet. What we're going to do is we're going to. Let me tell you the plan of action. So we're going to be doing some of Beis Hamidrash, the Gemara and all the Tosfos, and maybe a little some of Gimel Amud Aleph. Then the minhag is to skip to some of Chayim and Aleph. That's the minhag. When you learn Meruba, the minhag is to skip. So we're going to follow the minute. That's the minute. And we pick up on 4 lines from the top, Gufa Marav. So that's eventually what we're going to do. But still, we have another packet from Samach Beis Amud Beis, and we have all the Gemara and all the Tosfos on Samach Beis Amud Beis, and then we'll skip to the Samach Chayim and Aleph, depending upon when we get up to that. But so you should just know the plan of action. And Bez Hashem, as the shiurim have been going till now, you'll see there'll be a mix between, you know, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos shiurim, and Packet shiurim. We won't necessarily. Last year we did every single Tosfos. This year I don't know if we're going to do every single Tosfos. Well, you know, I'll be so selective in telling you what to do, and try to make it, you know, as labor-thick as possible. So the first sugya that we completed today was the sinyan of Gonev Menagan. Eric?